Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's Monday. It's Monday after the Oscars, so if I'm a little hoarse, it's because I've been up all night screaming and shouting and doing interviews about what I thought about the Oscars. But don't worry, I saved all the good bits for our own podcast. Joining us back, we missed him, is our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Let's jump in. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So let's talk about the Oscars from last night. Jimmy Kimmel, he addressed the slap. He had to do it, Garrett, so early on in the show, in fact, right at the top, he did make fun of the slap. And in the process, he also, I thought, in quite a clever way, made fun of Hollywood. He said he wants everyone to be safe. And if anyone in the theatre commits an act of violence, they will be awarded Best Actor and be given permission to talk for 19 minutes, making fun that after Will Smith hit somebody, hit Chris Rock last year, we really did nothing right away. So making fun of that, I thought it was quite effective. What do you think?
Oh, no, I think, yeah, it did what it was supposed to do. Everybody was tuning in. What's going to happen? Will Will Smith be there? Will Chris Rock be there? What's Jimmy Kimmel going to say? I give the first 20-30 minutes of the Oscars a round of applause. Then after that, we got back to the same boring Oscars after
I agree with you. It did start well, and that's sort of like a thankless job, being the host of it, because you always get blamed for it being too long and too boring. But once the show starts, it's all mapped out, so there's very little Jimmy can actually do to move it along. But I did think that was really funny. I liked, too, that they cut to shots of Spider-Man. So if anyone gets in trouble, we have Spider-Man there. Right. Michael B. Jordan, he's a tough guy in Rocky and Creed. And then they cut to the Fablemans, which was Steven Spielberg. Very, very funny. Maybe Steven's the toughest of all three.
Well, yes, I know they use Steven Spielberg, but that's where you got to go for the joke. I mean, you put Meryl Streep on screen. That's where the world would just...
Don't, yes.
They would have lost it.
Oh, that's just very, very clever. You should write it next year. And I also thought it was very clever to never say the name Will Smith. He talked about getting jiggy.
Yep.
He talked about Hitch, one of Will's movies, but never actually mentioned the name of really the villain of the night. What do you think?
Yeah, and did you notice that at one point Jimmy kind of changed his jacket to like a white jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar to what Chris Rock was wearing last year around the same time, kind of like almost a nod. I took it as like
that's
more
very
into it
clever.
I think I'd
fell asleep by then. God, it did go on, didn't it?
But why so long? You know what I mean? Like, that's what makes people go, you know what? You are so chauvinistic and you think this much of yourself.
Right, the ego of it.
Right.
It's hard because if you cut out the small categories, the stuff we probably don't care about, we're not going to talk about today, and I'm not putting down anyone that won an Oscar for any category. Congratulations. I'm just saying, do we need the costumes? I'm not sure. Let's do some of the big awards and see what we think. So we all knew that Kwan was going to win for Best Supporting Actor for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. What a comeback story. What an emotional speech. He had not really worked very much in 20, 30 years. He exploded on the scene in Indiana Jones. We all remember him as the little kid. And now to see him come back, I love these type of stories.
Oh, I love a great comeback story. And as they say, everybody loves a comeback story. But do you think he's sitting there and, you know, the hype is there. Oh, you're going to win. You're going to win. Then he sees Harrison Ford, the man that he started his career with almost 40 years ago, up there presenting.
Yeah.
How messed up would it have been for him, Harrison Ford, to be up there and not give him the award? Like, it was almost too obvious. Like, if you read the room, you know who was winning that one.
You're going to win. I've been at this awards show a couple of times. I'm lucky enough to have worked backstage and also been there as a guest. I don't know how I pulled that off. And I got to tell you, the room's nervous. And even if everyone's telling you you're going to win, you don't quite believe it. You always think something could go wrong.
Well, I get that. But when you bring the man that you first...
It's a good sign. It's a
like,
good
you
sign.
You got to think he kind of like the nerves calmed down and everybody else was just like, oh, well, I'm not winning this one. Like Harrison Ford's up there.
If Harrison's here, he's got it. So somebody that really was in a toss-up category, and this could have gone either way, Garrett, is Jamie Lee Curtis and Angela Bassett. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis won and she did have an amazing reaction. You could see her scream, shut up. And then she really went through her resume, which was sort of quite funny. It's all slasher movies and horror movies
and
Activia. Yes, and yogurt. And she can have fun of herself. And I thought it was a really beautiful gesture for her to shout out the hundreds of people who had put her in that position, including her really famous dad, Tony Curtis, and her mom, Janet Leigh. You know her from The Shower in Psycho. She said, quote, "My mom and my father were both nominated for Oscars in different categories, and I just won an Oscar." So this is part of Hollywood royalty. She really is. I mean, really famous parents. But she never quite lived up to their reputation until last night.
It is cool to see, and you know, you talk about the fact that, you know, if your parents are still around, you tell them you love them, you say all the things, but to see how many people are actually thanking, you know, their parents and saying, "Hey, mom, look, you know, I did it," you know, that kind of hit me in, you know, the heart, you know. Of just
it does,
like,
doesn't it? Because we've all got families.
It felt real. It didn't
feel scripted. It does
feel
real. You forget that they are real people. They're so famous and gorgeous and rich and movie stars, but they are real people. Hey, did you see, talk about real reaction, Angela Bassett's face when Jamie Lee Curtis won? It's a meme today. It's going around. She didn't stand either. She was in the front row and she didn't stand.
I mean, there is another argument of the fact that there is a problem with the voting system in the Oscars. You know, as much as we want to say we want to be diverse, there still is a long way to go in the sense of just spreading out the love of Oscars.
Yeah, for me, it felt as if they just didn't want to give anybody who did a Marvel movie an Oscar. Like, they don't like Marvel. They look down their nose at it, don't they? Marvel's like the reality star of the movie world.
Right, and even so, why James Cameron, you know, who didn't even show up, you know, given he doesn't have a Marvel movie, but he had a, you know, an animated type real
movie. Yeah, they look down their nose at him. He was snubbed, so his movie was nominated, but he wasn't. Oh, I love this bit. The undisputed star of the show for me was Jenny the Donkey. So Jenny the Donkey is in The Banshees, and Colin Farrell looked genuinely surprised and delighted when Jimmy brought this donkey out. I screamed. Do you think it was really Jenny from the movie in Ireland and they flew her in, or is it just a donkey?
For Colin to really recognize, like, it takes a lot, you know, like, given, yes, do donkeys all look the same? Probably. But you know, like,
you know your donkey.
Sounds
dirty.
Let's break it down to, like, pets and dogs and cats. Like, if you saw your dog and your cat on stage, you'd be like, oh, Darby. Oh, my God.
I would
be like, oh, Scarlet. That's my Scarlet. Right. Like, for Colin Farrell to be like, oh, my goodness.
It had to be Jenny.
It had to be the donkey.
It had to be Jenny the donkey.
My question is, how do you get, like, I understand a dog. I understand a cat. But how do you get a donkey? How do they travel?
Private plane. I don't know.
But no.
They didn't FedEx her. I hope she's having fun in Hollywood. Do you think she's going to go to Disneyland today and see the sights and do Universal?
And then go to the local zoo and check out the local scenery. But that donkey has to fly in a cargo
In a really big cargo plane in a crate, probably. It sounds quite cruel, but I'm sure it's climate.
All these celebrities from all over the world are flying private, flying into Hollywood, and this donkey comes in on, like, a FedEx plane.
It's terrible. I hope it's first class. Let's talk about some of the performances of the night. So the song that won, Natu Natu from RRR, really upbeat, exciting song, but it defeated some absolute legends in the music business, one of which was Lady Gaga. Now, a lot of people did not think Lady Gaga was going to perform because she's right in the middle of filming the Joker sequel. She's playing Harley Quinn. And apparently she was so deep into character, she must be a method actress, that she didn't want to break character. So she did come to the Oscars. She looked really glamorous. But when she took the stage, she'd wiped all her makeup off and she wore a black T-shirt and ripped jeans. It looked like she was on MTV Unplugged.
Well, so there's two factors here. Like, Friday, the news was she couldn't come because the Grammys have so many rules of how many performances you need. So that was the story on Friday. Lady Gaga wasn't performing at all. So what happened from Friday to Sunday? You know, did Tom Cruise make a phone call and going, hey, she's performing, you know, or else, or what? But here's the other thing too. So she's in, you know, black T-shirt and jeans, very like MTV Unplugged, like you said. But that's Top Gun, you know. It wasn't. If she was wearing a ball gown, it wouldn't correlate with the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I think I would have gone all the way there and put my aviators on.
Maybe some aviators and maybe a bomber jacket.
But a bomber jacket.
Like if you look at it, like everybody. And credit to Lady Gaga, too, because everybody, yes, it's elegant, it's glamorous, it's the Oscars,
right.
But you know what? She swims the opposite way.
She does.
Upstream sometimes,
yeah.
And it makes people go, what the? And even though most people are like, oh my God.
Yeah, she must have seen Rihanna and known, like, she was going to come out in a full ball gown and fireworks and diamonds. I thought it was so effective. I was told, too, that it was Gaga's idea to just have a handheld camera just shoot close up of her face. It was a really tight shot, but I thought it was so emotional.
And when she did Shallow with Bradley Cooper just a few years ago, that was the elegant ball gown.
Yeah,
that should have been, you know, that movie too. She, you know, it could have been in jeans and a T-shirt. So it just shows that Gaga isn't going to go to the well to do the same thing again.
Would you have the nerve to do that if you went to the Oscars? Could you turn up in jeans and a T-shirt?
I beg, you know, given, yes, I love a good jean and T-shirt, as long as it's nice and not, like, trashy, you know what I mean?
But like, ripped jeans? Like,
but let's be honest, Rob, do you think Lady Gaga was wearing jeans from Old
Navy?
The
Gucci,
She was wearing Gucci ripped jeans.
Like,
that's what I'm saying, like, she found a way to make it look good. As long as you can make it look good and not like you're homeless and walking around Times Square with Dirty Elmo, yes, I think so, you can get away with it. Do a lot of people like, oh, I wore sneakers at my wedding, Rob Schroeder. I wore Converse sneakers, patent leather Converse sneakers. sneakers.
Right.
People gave me so much crap for wearing sneakers that I wasn't classy. It wasn't sophisticated. It's my freaking wedding.
It's your wedding, and it's yours.
It was Gaga's freaking song.
Do you? I thought Lady Gaga won the night. She did not win for best song, but she won the night. Also, got to give a shout out to Rihanna. That girl can sing. I wasn't sure at the Super Bowl if she was lip-syncing or not. Last night she was singing live, and she's phenomenal.
So, I mean, we all know that the Super Bowl is done to track. You know, just as a backup, because you got 100 million people watching. You don't want to screw up. But I think that she saw most of those critiques of the Super Bowl, and she goes, nope. Mm-hmm. Going to show you, going to put everybody back
Watch
in their
this.
Place and show you why they call me the queen.
Yeah, she's the queen. She's the queen. Know. So the story is, too, is that she didn't really want to record the song from Wakanda Forever. She hasn't released a single since 2016.
Yep.
That's a long time ago. So when they approached her, she said no, and it took several attempts, and the director called and said, please do this, and ultimately she saw a trailer for the movie. They actually made a trailer for the movie just for Rihanna to see, because it had no music
on
it.
You know you're big when.
When they do that.
Like, you get your own first cut just based off of the fact that they want you to sing in the movie, not even be in the movie, just to have your vocals on.
To have your vocals.
Can we go back for a second? With Lady Gaga real quick. So I don't know if you know this backstory. So prior to Top Gun being finished, there was a band called 21 Pilots. They made the entire soundtrack.
They were, yes.
Tom Cruise fired them because he didn't think the music really went with the movie. So then Tom Cruise picked up the phone. This is the power of Tom Cruise, and goes, Lady Gaga, need you to make a song. Lady Gaga made a song.
She did it.
One Republic made a song too. Like that. 21 Pilots made an entire album that we'll probably never hear.
I feel terrible for them, but I do love this song. Gosh, show business is hard.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple of questions from last night that I've been getting, so let me give you the answers.
All right,
the blue ribbons that we saw, a lot of people thought that was in support of Ukraine. It wasn't. It was, we are with the refugees. So hashtag we refugees.
Okay.
And the ribbon is for the UN Refugee Agency. Another question I've been getting is, Morgan Freeman was wearing one glove. Why was he wearing a glove? Was it a Michael Jackson tribute? What was going on? What I'm told is it is a compression glove to keep the blood flowing. A few years ago, he was in a really serious car accident and lost all feeling in one of his hands. So that's why he wears the compression glove.
Don't you love
glove.
The internet, though, Rob? So everybody saw this glove and was like, he is supporting Michael Jackson.
I thought it was Michael Jackson.
Like, how do you jump to that conclusion? Like, that is this is why we cannot have the internet during certain hours. Like, people just, and that's the snowball effect, because all it takes is
defense, though. If you didn't know Morgan's history very well.
Don't say anything. Don't jump to conclusions. Like,
there you go. That's the difference between you and me. I told everybody, it's like, we must like Michael Jackson. My friend was like, he'd have sequins on it. Okay, more questions. The stuff that I really loved. Jamie Lee Curtis jumped out of her seat when the director won for her movie. Like, it's the two Daniels, Everything Everywhere, won 7 awards. It's the big winner of the night. But to see her, she'd already won an Oscar at this point, so she's got her Oscar. But to still be in the game and rooting on your team, I like that.
Oh, I that's what a good team player is. You know what I mean? You have each other's back no matter win or lose. You still support everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what you love to see about it too. And that it goes back to what I was saying before. It just felt natural. It didn't feel forced like how we normally see. You know, a speech come out and written on paper. Like, everything felt like it was coming from the heart.
It felt real, didn't it? It was long, but it did feel real.
Yeah,
and then quickly before we get a break, although we sort of called out Angela Bassett a few moments ago because her reaction to losing to Jamie Lee Curtis was not great. However, she stayed for the rest of the show. Often people leave after they lose. She stayed. Get this. She held Austin Butler's hand his category was announced. He ultimately lost to Brendan Fraser. That's another comeback story that I really love, but that was sweet to see.
Oh, and, you know, I mean, you've heard, we've talked about the backstory too, because I think it was one of those other pre-show to the Oscar awards where Austin Butler won. It was like, could he win? But it was all, I think it was the Golden Globes Austin Butler won. But since Brendan Fraser didn't play politics, he didn't win.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, Brendan Fraser was the better actor in that case. So, he's young. Yes, Austin Butler is young, but it's still a tough pill to swallow for such a young guy to understand, like, I didn't win because of politics.
Right,
based off of
right.
Talent,
it was hard to beat that Brendan Fraser, not just performance, but story. It's such a comeback.
Can we talk about what the one person everyone's talking about prior to the show is freaking Hugh Grant?
Let's do him when we come back from this break. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. We're doing all Oscars today,
yes.
So we actually have two naughtiest of the day. One Garrett's going to do, which is Hugh Grant, and I have a naughty too. But before we do that, let's get to the polls. Last show, we talked about how Prince Andrew hasn't received any of the Queen's fortune. Should the Queen, it's a good question though, should the Queen have split all her money? It was about $782 million personal fortune, not including all the palaces, which technically she doesn't own, but she had about $700 million, which was her money. Should she have left it equally between all her kids? Let's have a look. 55% said yes, so I know
55?
Andrew's a naughty person and not someone we love, but...
No.
I don't know. Hey, go vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, with one of our naughtiest of the day, Garrett.
Yes. Let's. By the way, this is what you get for not voting. I should have voted on Friday's poll. This is what I get. This is what I get, people. Let's talk about pre-show to the Oscars. You know, there's the red carpet. Everybody and anyone, with the exception of Rob and I, were on the red carpet interviewing people. And Ashley Graham was working with ABC, since that's where the Oscars were, and she got tasked of interviewing Hugh Grant, big time. Actor. I mean, he was. There, and of course Ashley Graham just ran into a brick wall because
he was vile.
Every question that Ashley Graham tried to ask Hugh Grant, it was kind of like a very rude.
Yeah, he came across looking like the fool, though, not her.
Oh, of course.
He looked like such a horrible arrogant. And that's who he is. People will say that. Even
really,
Hugh has said it himself.
That was the question. That was the question everybody was asking. Is Hugh Grant always like that?
Yes, and the answer is yes. He's just a mean, grumpy, not a very nice man. And now we all know. Another naughtiest of the day. Was a real missed opportunity. So they brought out Halle Berry with Jessica Chastain to announce the winner for Best Actress. It was Michelle Yeoh. A person of colour has not won this category in over 20 years. In fact, the last person to win this was Halle Berry. Huh. So they didn't even have Halle say Michelle's name. So she was standing there when she came out. It was what you were saying about Harrison Ford. When I saw Halle Berry, I was like, it has to be Michelle Yeoh, because if it's not, this is going to be a very awkward photograph. But it was Michelle, and then she didn't say the name. A missed opportunity. And another naughtiest of the day too, while we're on a roll, Paul Sorvino and Anne Heche were snubbed. They were missing in the memoriam section, so they were not there. So that was very, very naughty too.
There's always one or two. Like, let's be honest, people. Like, I get
but
it.
But yes. Anne Heche.
Yes.
Anne Heche. Hey, before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Accepting yourself is the kindest thing you will ever do. Oh, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Garrett. It's good to have you back. Don't forget
you,
to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen.
Yes.
Leave us a review if you can, and remember,
please,
all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to
be
nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.